light in the darkness. For years we knew nothing. All we knew was that they had disappeared. We knew there were places where they could have gone, where they might have disappeared. There was just silence. It was as if they were invisible, out of sight, in the dark. We didn't even know what they looked like. We couldn't bring them to mind. We couldn't see them. For years we knew nothing. All we knew was that they disappeared. We tried to find out. We travelled to each other's houses and talked to our elders. We looked in books. We looked online. We even spoke to strangers we met who came from the cities our disappeared relatives came from. We watched TV programmes that told stories that seemed to overlap with the ones we were looking for. Always horrifying, but no fault of theirs, didn't quite tell the story we were looking for. For years, we knew nothing. All we knew was that they disappeared. Then one day, one incredible day, we found letters. We brought them out, shared them, looked at them, and we could piece together where they were, how they got to the places where they disappeared, where they were disappeared. But still, we didn't know what they looked like. No clues, nothing. We were in the dark about that. Then one day, when one of the elders died, one of us went into his study, went over to a cupboard, unlocked it, opened it up. Inside was a box, sealed up. On the box it said, "Family photos." He cut open the seals, opened it up, took out the photos, and there were photos of all the people who disappeared. He brought them out into the light, and then he shared them with us all, and we pored over them. They were in the light, where we could see them, where they weren't hidden, lost, and disappeared. When we can find the past, we shine a light on who people were, and in so doing, we shine a light on who we are and who we want to be.